Hi everyone! Thanks to our great teachers, we can in this way connect each other, which is a great way for all of us to practice our English skills and also learn something more about the book me and my classmates were reading. Actually books, because everyone has a different book. My book is called How to Make Friends with the Dark. It's written by the author Caitlin Glasgow, and this pretty navy book has around 411 pages. So let's talk about the story now. Our main character, Grace, that everyone calls Tiger, is a 16 years old teenage girl with some typical basic problems every teenager would have. You know, some classmates, sometimes her mother, or even that one guy she really likes. His name is Kai Henderson, and he actually asks Tiger if she would go on dance with him, but Tiger's mom doesn't like this idea. Unfortunately, they fight because of this stupid thing. And Tiger realizes that she's going even on a date with Kai, and she gets call from Tiger's best friend Cake, who says that Tiger's mom is dead. Horrible, right? I know, and this is where it starts to be really dramatic. Her mom died because her head exploded or something like that. And, you know, just like that, like in a few seconds, Tiger's life is completely changing into something horrible. Can you imagine that you live just with your mother and you have no relatives and you will have to go to some foster family which wants to take care of you? Yeah, me neither. But Tiger has to. This story continues with Tiger in a foster family, which is actually kind of nice, but this family is not for long term, which is, and it means it's time to go to the new one, you know? And in that day, when Tiger is about to leave from Lela's place, from her foster mom, the social worker Karen has some informations that Tiger has a father who is actually in the prison, so he cannot take care of her. But there is also one more person, her relative, who could be able to take care of her, and it is her sister. Shocking, right? You would not expect this. It means that there is some hope for Tiger that she doesn't have to live with some strangers till she's 18. In the conclusion, I would like to mention that this book is pretty dramatic. It's definitely heartbreaking and breathtaking, but I definitely recommend it to you. You know, if you're interested in just, you know, in this type of books, then just read it. For now, I think that's all I wanted to tell you. And yeah, this is so much about this story, like so far I was reading, and I'm definitely gonna read it way often and way more because it's interesting and I really want to know what's gonna happen next. And I hope you liked it, and I hope that some of you really think about reading this book because it also helped my English skills, so don't worry if you are not sure about this idea to reading it. I can tell from my own experience that from the start it wasn't easy to reading that. Like, trust me, there were so many words that I couldn't understand, so I had to translate them. But by the reading next chapter, until I was on, I don't know, the 6th or 7th, I realized that how much I understand and I don't have to translate anything. Like, you, when you read, as much as you read, and as long as you read, then you know that you have some point, you got that point, well, which the book says, and just keep going, and you will not know that you just read it whole, and you understood that, and then you can go on the other one, because if you want to know great English, you have to keep going. And yeah, I hope that this may help you. Like, this book is really great. So yeah, thank you very much for listening to me and have a nice day.